So the halakha, there should be directly from saying Gwal Yisrael, a person should immediately start tefillah. Well, Yavsik La'achar Shomer Gwal Yisrael, a person after he finishes the phrase of Gwal Yisrael, should not interrupt. Rak. The one exception is im eru im eroy onus, if it occurred to him a situation of onus, shall he near tefillin. If he didn't have tefillin and they arrived right there at that moment, he should put them on. But the bracha he should make after Shemon Esrei. He does not put on the talus at that point in time. Even though he's not making a bracha, but the process of wrapping himself in the towel is also considered an interruption. But if they arrived before he said Gal Yisrael, in the middle of the last paragraph, the paragraph of Emes V'yatziv, so he's Bamsah Perik, so the Shulchan Aruch holds you put it on, lo yivarech aleihem ad achar tefillah. So Shulchan Aruch holds you do not make a bracha Bamsah Perik. Agav, Yeshamim Shekanim Gal Yisrael Yivarech al Tefillin Bach Yinod. And the Ramad disagrees and says you can make a bracha on the Tefillin. We quoted this earlier. You could make it. You may make a bracha on the Tefillin. And that's the minhag. Okay. Lam Azai.
So what are they disagree? One of them thinks a bracha is a hefsek, the other one says that.
Right. Well, is there a heter b'amsah perik to make a bracha?
So it's always considered a hefsek.
Right. The question is this:
if that's okay to do that?
Correct. Can't figure out. Everyone looks at the scale. I don't know. Which is talks about Shmonesrei. Talks about also the halachas of going straight from gula to tefillah. There it's coming from the Shmon Esrei side. Here it's coming from the Hirchos Kriyishma side. Lo Yafsik, Afilu B'Shiyah Ba'alma B'Neim. The person should not even pause, even if not speaking at all. Even a pause is improper. It should be immediately from Gula into Tefillah. If he shouldn't be Mafsik after he says Gal Yisrael Shomer Gal Yisrael, but who are Chomer B'Emsah Perik? This halacha of Gula and Tefillah is even more chomer than Emsah Perik. Then the Hafzik by Tefillah between a year to a Tefillah, it has the same status of Tefillah that there's no head to do Mafzik, not only because of Kavah, but even because of Yira. Less obviously a person's life is being endangered, so that's a head to do Mafzik as well. So that would apply over here as well. Okay. Now, if there was a situation where he did not have tefillin before, shall he niach? Now, so why did he move forward if he thought tefillin was going to arrive? He should have waited before Kriyashma, put tefillin before Kriyashma. He was worried it was getting late, and if he waited too long for the tefillin, it would be too late to say Shema properly. Or he's worried about the missing the time for Shemon Esrei. So in that situation, if that was the problem, that he's going to miss the proper time for Shemon Esrei, he's followed bleed tefillin. So hold on without tefillin. Later in the day, when you get tefillin, you put on tefillin them. So take it means immediately as soon as it arrives. Once he has the mitzvah available to do, he's not allowed to do anything else until he can't the person not do malacha or etc. before he does the mitzvah. So as soon as the tefillin arrives, he would have to interrupt whatever he was doing and put on tefillin. or Mensayim, or by Mincha, if he came on time of Mincha, he put on by Mincha. He shouldn't wait till Mincha. That's a mis, you know,
misnomer.
It sounds like, you know,
as a covering and star.
Because he can't do anything else until he puts on tefillin. He can't eat. He can't not eat it before he put it on his phone. He can't do any of the can't do malacha, etc. Not supposed to learn. I think he's afraid he's going to forget. Maybe a Sharmer works. My understanding is he should put on earlier. We are raising his mirror. And when he puts on, he should, while he's wearing tefillin, he should say some type of a davar shebe kedusha, you know, something of kedusha. So he'll say kvitl tilim, learn something, etc. He doesn't say saying kriya shema with it.
Is he put on the talis then too? Then? Like if he hadn't put on talis to fill in the middle of the afternoon? So that has to be connected to its feeling.
No, put on talis then as well. Okay, now the tzarich iyun mishen l'tefillin be'esh hatzira mispalu. So I have a following question: the person doesn't have tefillin right now, and the issue is not zman. The issue is that now is when they're saying Shemot Esrei. I know tefillin will be available later. So what's better: should I daven with the tzira without tefillin, or daven later with tefillin? And tov yosher she's spalim hatzira afshu b'lit tefillin. I'll actually give tefillin liyodi yikai mitzvah tefillin levad. You'll do tefillin later on without Shemot Esrei. Rather not daven with the tzibur, wait till after the tzibur is finished. You'll borrow somebody else's tefillin. So that's the question. So zakt b'shibur a pasuk am going to rum the mutav she akiv acher tefillas at tzibur v'yishal tefillin keshikur kriyashma v'yispala b'tefillin. So the choice saying davening with tefillin is more of a chiyuv than davening tefillin with tzibur. So you would wait, and after the people finish the davening, they'll let you tefillin, and you'll daven by yourself.
Always remains on.
Interesting question. It's a good question. I just thinking out loud right now. So that issue of that aim of your nala mitzvahs, if you have a mitzvah available, you shouldn't be able to do it, doesn't mean you should do it. So I have an option of doing it behidura later on, and therefore I'd rather wait till later on to do behidura. So the bir halacha raises a concept that in Cain it's not called zman mitzvah for me, because I can do a behidura later on. So it's not called imavir.
Because
since I want to do behidura, therefore I wasn't Magia zman. The door is not available till later on. That's clearly the Magaram is saying the davening tefillin for Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei is more significant than davening tefillin b'tzibur. That's an Oshar, that he says. So he's seeing some type of connection. That's not our question. The question is how you deal with what you're asking is. But even so, the din of Ein Mavirin should apply. So that you have to say that Ein Mavirin doesn't apply because you have an option. So I'm walking to davening, and there's a small minyan nearby which davens at 8 o'clock, and there's a roivam of hundreds of people with davens at 8:45. And I walk by the shul. I should daven with this, that minyan. It's right available. No, I'd rather daven roivam. Imagine it's along those lines. Just off the top of my head. Another example. What?
You can pass the clock in to have Rova.
So the answer is right now it's not the Zman Tfila for you yet. Whatever your calculations are, you're not playing the daven now. So that's not for you. It's not the mitzvah. Another example, which comes up, you know, is you have a person who's a better still in chutz l'aretz. So he has a choice. He can daven with the tzibur, shachris. He'll be davening yom tov davening. He'll daven shir nasi shalchol without tefillin. Put on tefillin later, either earlier or later, or he'll daven b'yichidus with tefillin and come for hear kedusha or something like that. So according to this, Morgan of Rome, it's better he should daven by himself b'yichidus wearing tefillin and come for kedusha than to daven b'tzibur without tefillin.
Okay,
because he can't daven with tefillin.
At home,
yeah, but it's not called tefillin with tzibur. Daven at the same time as tzibur daven is a milah, but it's not called tefillin with tzibur.
Rabbi Abraham says you shouldn't miss tefillin with tzibur anyway, nor to have tefillin.
Right. So that's
so. So you would hold that he should do that anyway.
Right.
Was the brother, was the nephew of Yisrael?
Okay. So we get tefillin between Gal Yisrael and Eshra and Asa. He should put them on at that point in time. The tefillin Yisrael Shaykh is the Kriyishma Utfila Tvei Mitzitzes. The connection between tefillin and the davening and Kriyishma is well, Kriyishma is not so. Our issue right now, he already said Kriyishma, but to Shemon Esrei more than tzitzis. That's why you put a tefillin over there. The Gemara says brachas. Getting the second parak, a person wants to be mekabel omar choshemaim shleima. He should get up. He should wash his hands. He should put on tefillin. He should say Kriyishma and he should daven. So the Gemara sees all of that as being the full kabbalah omar choshemaim requires all those steps. So tefillin being part of the process together with tefillah. With Kriyishma and Tefillah.
Is there also the idea of no hefsek from the time that you wake up? Or is that not the main point?
No, I don't think I mean, there is such a concept. It's a different Gemara. It's a more earlier in the Tav Zion in the first parak. He doesn't make a bracha on them, Aleihem.
So,
Rav Chodesh Chaylik. So, Rav Chodesh said, listen, if we're telling you that tefillin is shaykh to Shemot Esrei, and that's why you're allowed to throw up there. So it means that it's not considered a hefsek because that's what you're supposed to be doing. So, in other words, what Baruch was asking before, so the Prechadosh argument is not a hefsek. This is what you're supposed to be doing, so I'm doing what the Russian wants me to do, so why is it a hefsek? That's not the interruption, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So let's make a bracha ready. So the kim of the shari lo near tefillin min gilul tefillin. Yechol baruch gam kein lo mikri hefsek. Can posa be saber Evan Hoiser. Omnam der khaim be khayol mishar haver pois ke mitiku kum de shkhonor kal Allah. They fall shkhonor and no it is a hafsik. It's a hafsik you're allowed to do. So you remind the hafsik the brach is not my akev but to the brach later on. After you she spell them gimel. She memash me shbe hem over khalem so you do mishmush and you make a brach. Batalis, you do not put on then.
Mishmash, you just touch him, you don't have to move him out of the spot and back into the spot.
That's a good question. He raises that earlier. Ikerloch is, it says you just have to do mishmash.
Like you touch them.
You touch them. Because every single rega is a new mitzvah, so I'm making a bracha the second before that. But there is a. I'm blanking right now. Somebody raises the shayla. Why don't we take them off? And then make the bracha mamash erva l'siyosa before you're doing that to putting it on, or at least move out of place.
Want to say that again? One more time.
Move it out of place and then make the brachas. Somebody raises it. We discussed it earlier when we were learning these halachas.
How can you do that? Can you stop yourself from doing mitzvah to make a bracha?
You're making so but you haven't made a bracha. You didn't make a bracha yet. So it's improper to do a mitzvah without making a bracha. The bracha you're saying now doesn't work retroactively. So it works for just Mikhail Mabu.
Right.
So it's proper to do the bracha properly, which is an act. Proper doing bracha is doing a bracha and then doing the mitzvah.
So a second. So you're gonna make it a second before you're about to be
behind
the second.
But Chazal said that until the bracha should be over lasiyasa, it's not over lasiyasa. While you make the bracha, you're doing the mitzvah.
But they would never tell you to stop doing a mitzvah. To make a bracha, which is their moment.
You never wear 24/7.
It's already on you. You're doing it. You're doing mitzvah from the Torah.
All right, but you're not going to wear it the whole day anyway. You take another minute out. It's not like you're going to wear it the whole time. You're not like the Gra that you're going to wear it all your waking hours.
Every second counts.
I don't know. Okay. Okay. Lo yinecho zot mishabur dakar.
Somebody said. I think you said it. That they held the lulav and esrog the whole time during davening. Did you mention that? Was that?
Yeah. But
most people don't do that. I mean, do it fixed up.
But over there, is that to be this, or is that once
no.
you picked it up?
The increments is once you pick it up. Right? Over here, I hear the question. I don't know. Sure.
So we already said
that there are some details. I believe the Haskell Shmonesa. You mean that you're going to have to pause. We said before, even pausing B'shtika is problematic between Gul and Tefillah. But B'shtika Hefzik, Lahutar, Ki'im. The Tefillah, for Tefillah, which is necessary, so you're allowed to interrupt. With this, you're not interrupt. If, however, he had not said Gol Yisov earlier, he's not that far along. He's in the middle of the Emesah Perek of the last bracha of Emesah Yatziv. So I'll put it on. Menichon Shein Anocha Tzulim Levishas Talos Hefzik Sheyafilo Yachal Ikris Olasik V'Malach Lebochu Karei Kiliyabu Simon Saman Gimel Sifalov. We said Ikra Din, except for the first Pasuk, etc. A person doing something is not considered a Hefzik. You're allowed to, theoretically, if necessary, there's cases where we were mad to the person of the Malacha while he was saying the words. Okay. So they can't consider it a hefsek. And some say that the Ramah comes and argues, disagrees. It says some say if you're holding before God, you saw. Before you say those last the bracha at the end, once you say bracha to Hashem, you cannot interrupt. It's time God, you saw.
And
Rabbi Daisa
said that a small
okay,
man.
So we're talking about earlier in the bracha. Some point is early in the bracha. So what do you do? You do make a bracha. The Ramah says the meaning is to yes, make a bracha on the tefillah. Near a parsha, they can also learn a bracha shem kumach tefillah lomved. Shinag lomarcha brachas al mitzvus.
That's not
necessary for the actual halachas tefillah. So you're not interrupt Birchas Kriyashma for that phrase. Furthermore, Gam Lachan Shal Yivarch Mezekim Birocha Achas Lohaniach. So we have the machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether you make two brachas on tefillin on a regular basis, or only make one bracha on tefillin. Right? So the Mechaber said you only make one bracha. Both of them make two brachas, in the case of a person spoke incorrectly so between the Shayat and the Shalrosh, so Chazar Masak and the bracha to make at that point in time for the Shalrosh. But otherwise, the bracha goes on the Shayat and the Shalrosh. One bracha for both. The Gra passing like that as well. The Ramah says the minhag is not like that, and that's the minhag Ashkenazim is to make two brachas. But it's because Rashi in the middle of time. But he says in this scenario where it's a question of hefsek, it would be proper just to make one bracha, and that's it. I'm assuming what he means, even after Shmonesri, you don't make the second bracha after Shmonesri either. You just make one bracha, and that's it. And the minhag of the psak of the later achrayim is they follow like the room, like the Ramah.
Would you make down mitzvahs after
I'm assuming since the Bishas the Hanocha, you didn't say it. They're not going to tell you that you're Chiyah the Zeh Lirab. You were Sarbich at that point in time, like the Shita for both.
It's a possibility, which definitely would allow us to rest easier.
It's also relevant to say a person goes out to the bathroom, so he puts the stolen back on. So, in a case where he's mukhiv, but you make another bracha, you just make one bracha. Okay, test. Elanus kedusha, kadosh kedusha ben gula tefila. Even we don't answer many shurnaba or kedusha ben gula tefila. Once you said God Yisrael, ketsed yaseh, mam te mishir kedusha kedelan. So a person's, I mean, they're about to start kadosh, they're about to start kedusha. So usually you're aware of that situation. It wasn't like they just jumped out of nowhere in regards to setting kaddish, right? So you should wait a little bit earlier to be able to answer.
Excellent. That's an excellent point.
And you do not answer baruch hu moedim. Have a year that some same sheikra betchila satvila beishas hibra shachim atzum the moedim. What you could do is the tzibur is getting to moedim. So we saw before this idea of it's not proper when the whole tzibur is bowing. You shouldn't be bowing. So I'm starting Shmonesrei. So I'm bowing. So you'll say Hashem says at the same pace to allow you to say moedim to bow moedim. With the
tzibur. And you would also have these other
Avei Royim. Now, comes interesting then. Yesh Merach Royim Shekosu. No. The Meshabbos Mutter Lanus Kadosh HaKadosh. V'chol Hani Shedomim Lem and Yizkorim Le'el B'Sev Gimel Ben Gula Tvila. By the Kibam HaSibur Kuf Yudah. So what's the issue here? The more it learns out, this halacha of not being masked between gula and tefila from Sefer Tilla. Right? From Sefer Tilla. Because the end of Kapitel Yutes is Hashem Tzuriva Goali. Right? And the next Kapitel starts Yan Hashem B'Yam Tzor. So, Yan Chasham Yom Sar is a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So what should we say about?
And Hashem Tzuriva Goali is then you're going to be saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is the girl of Klal Yisrael. So immediately there's the juxtaposed was Geula and tefillah. Comes along some of the Chayyim and say that that's so that on Shabbos, which you cannot call Shabbos a Yom Tzora. Yom Hashem be Yom Tzora. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tzora. So you don't have this chiyuv of smichas gula and tefillah. You said Yom Hashem be Yom Tzora that there has to be, shouldn't be has to be gula and tefillah. That's where the argument comes from. So the when he tells you to take a look over there in Siman Kufiyat Aleph, over there he says to rely on that sheet alone, I'm not going to tell you. But since there are sheets which disagree with the Mechaber and hold, even during the weekdays, you answer Kaddish and Kedusha. So that much I'll tell you. And that situation on Shabbos, a person, if that's where he's at, he would answer Menya Sharaba and Kedusha and Baruch and Gula Tfila of on Shabbos. But he does suggest over there that. So now, according to that, so if it's not important, Gula Tfilo, so maybe a person gets he's a little behind, so he gets to finish a Shema, he has to say the third bracha, so, and they start in Shemoneh Esrei. So, you know what? Skip, say the third, don't say the third bracha now. Start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So you say the third bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. No, it says that's not true. You have to start with Gula Tefillah. So, even though you're going to lose Tefillah with Tzibur, because of it, Gula Tefillah will override Tefillah with Tzibur. So he's balancing that there is even a Shabbos. He is not assuming that there's no din of being masked with Gula Tefillah. If it's not chomer enough, there's an issur of hefsek. That's what he's saying. So what does he do? But to Leimer, in Medaimlish Shama Kedusha Baruch, a person who has not heard Kedusha yet, or Baruch, and he would like to be able to answer it, the person already heard of the dominion, so Davin. So, Mantha Mashir Kedusha. Lachasha Omar Oisefel. Because of the Chachilah. So that's the preferred option. But the evident kosher loy omer bracha to Hashem, as long as he already said something to you, so right, and as long as he hasn't said the words bracha to Hashem, he can answer kaddish kedusha. But Sar Lahasal Meroish Shir Chadasha, Akamon Mitzur Yisrael, do a scholar's opinion. But you do have to go back to the meaning of the paragraph. So you have two options with the meaning of the paragraph. Either it's Shir Chadasha, yeah, or at least from Mitzur Yisrael. So he argues that there's inyan of whenever you make a bracha, a long bracha. So right, the more says you have to say me'ena chasima some of the chasima. You have to talk about in the paragraph. The idea that the chasima is going to be about should be mentioned near the end of the paragraph, near the chasima. So, well, you don't have that because you have Heshir Abba, Mordach, Lalam, Lamayim, etc. So you go back to being in the paragraph. Now the Mishabura gave an example. He hadn't heard Kaddish or Kedusha Baruch Hu yet. It also be relevant the other way around. He knows he'll search for an answer right now, not be mamten, and he'll get the Kedusha and Baruch Hu at a later minyan. It's also true. He doesn't have to wait. It's only so he's going to not have another opportunity during the day to get it. Fine. Yud. Call Mishle Omer Emes Yatsiv Shakras Emes Amun Arvis Lo Yotso Yede Chavis Amitso Kitikuna. So the Mor's Lashon is, the person does not fulfill his full obligation, and the Torah adds Kitikuna. It didn't do it properly because, I mean, obviously it's not going to affect it in the Raisa. So what does he do? So he doesn't have enough time to daven after Kriya Shema. So Yikur Kriya Shema ad Emes. So he finishes the first bracha, the second bracha, Kriya Shema, L'Hashem Elokechem Emes. V'yamtin l'armer shara brachos ad yispalo. So later on, when he's going to daven Shemoneh Esrei, he'll say the whole paragraph of Emes V'Yatziv. Emes V'Munah at night time. Shos Yemer V'Yatziv V'Nochem V'Yispalo K'nei Yismah Kulon V'Tfilah. So the bracha can be said later on. You can really divide, separate the brachas from each other. Not the chachila, but a person is an oinus. He's an oinus. So a person started davening in the airport, thinking that his flight is whatever. And he realizes that, you know, his flight is not whatever. His flight is his last call. He's holding right by Kriya Shema. So he'll stop after Emes, board the plane, and then he'll say, then, you know, get in the seat, whatever, and then he'll say Emes V'yatziv and say Shema Nasr.
You should
have to pause there before the beginning of the row.
But you need to say Emes, right?
You say Emes because you have to master the Shema Kechem to Emes, right?
Okay.
Well, really, a person you have an issue, you want, well, if you're with the Tzibur, you want to hear Shem Lekechem MS from the Chazan. It's the way it's a perhetiv, it's preferable to hear it in conjunction with Shema, not ready in the next paragraph. So going ahead, I mean, it's a bear hater who says, let's say, she have the Hashem al-Kechem Emes, let's say you're holding behind, right? The Chazan says Hashem al-Kechem Emes, you're holding behind, you would stop and listen. I think Ravad is a psak that you don't have to. The minute for Ashkenazim is stop and listen. But that's what you're holding in Shema. So it's holding the person holding in Shema, and the Chazan is a little bit ahead of him, you know, whatever. So he's a little behind. He stops listening to Shema Kechem Emes. That's part of his Shema. So it's part of
time. By the time he stops, the three words are over. It's not like a long thing. I mean, it's three words.
You don't have the same meaning as I do.
For sure not. It wouldn't let me into your
room. Think back to your old days when you were in yeshiva. Anyway.
I don't know if I can think back to that. Yeah, but I'm saying Hashem El Kech Emes. It's almost like a Toke De Dibur sort of thing, but at times you can't really, because you don't know when the guy's going to do it. So it's not like you're
okay, prepared. So the other thing that you don't mean it has a rope. So you know when you know. It's
right. Oh yeah, that's easy.
Right. Okay. You know. Or the guy's on the clock. You know, he always takes an excellent amount of time. But now the Shabbos is going to say, going ahead, it's in the middle of the next bracha. I don't think that's necessarily true.
He's talking about going
ahead. His point was, if you're holding in Shema,
wait,
you listen, you interrupt and listen, because that's part. Now it's part of your Shema. But once you went ahead, you're in the next bracha already. I'm not sure that works.
Do you wait at El Kechem and then pause, or do you say El Kechem?
No, because we have to master Kechem to El Kechem.
So as a
Yachid,
you're going to say El Kechem MS and then wait for the Chavah.
Right. Okay, so he was not. Did not fill the mitzvah ketikuna yud nun gimel. Avoloi shelo yotzer kla yudei kriya shema. The camel on the brachos emakos kriya shema. So the more it says you're not yet to kriya, the more it says lo yotzer. So the tour, and hence the Shulchan Aruch, and hence the Mishabura is bothered with. What do you mean lo yotzer? How can you say that the mitzvah the rice of shema does not need mitzvah the brachos? The more it says clearly brachos are mahakim. What it means, El Shayyadezek, Kriya Shema Shalom Gam Ken Enel Karoi, it means that since you didn't have the bracha there after you're supposed to, there is something missing in your Shema. Therefore, Reacht al Kaponim, La Omra Akra Tvila, Imo Omar Akarim Atvila, Kilehav Simon Samach Sepeis, Tarshim Ra'ira Pam Kriya Shema. So you definitely need to say the bracha afterwards, you're still Mukhiba the bracha. And not only that, the Bechir Yosef says you should say Shema again together with that last bracha. Because of a Torah B'Shem Yerushalmi. Torah Lahaska B'Emes Yatziv. In the parak of B'Emes Yatziv, the following things are your Mechuyev to mention, which we do. You see, it's Mitzrayim. U'malchus of Kriyosh Yamsuf U'malchus B'Kharbis. Ayin Shom. So these are integral parts of the bracha. Mashma barash b'bracha jidal the kuvu who feel a bit yevin. If a person would skip over any of those phrases in emes v'yatziv, he's not yet to the bracha. Samor says you'll say, but you have to mention Yisrael Mitzrayim. We said you'll mention Yisrael Mitzrayim with Sharon Olach, and we sang to you this Shira. But to learn Michaborichat Sever Brachos, the Pierce Rashi, Fiyezek Chosamakas Bucharis. But you mentioned Sharon Olach and Kriyas Yamsuf and the song. You didn't mention Makas Bucharis. So the Rashi says it's Ma'akib. He has a kasha of Gemara's Ma'akib. It's not Ma'akib ben Yevin. So he's Tarki and Lamais. So what do you do if you forget it? But obviously the best thing is not to get involved. Now. Im hechle bracha shel shachos la'arvish ala hepech, im edayim la'omar Hashem shel sever bracha, yachzut dechilos a bracha. But Hashem is time in Tzarklas. It's night time and, you know, he starts emes v'yatziv, next thing he knows, he's holding my shira chadosha. So go back to emes emunah and say emes emunah. Ready to say bracha Hashem ga Yisrael? Fine, don't go back. Okay, then he said a person is does not have time to finish davening. Ein lepanai, Turkian. He met me hit the loy lives like me shen lepanai some time. So you make time. El me shen lepanai yikra kish malavad the boy brachus. The right thing to do really would be not to make a hefsek. If you're not going to have that problem, so just say Shema now. To get to Shema in the proper time, and double later on. You can hear Shema over here. Say a Yisrael because that was in some of the
base. That's what I said. That's what I thought. I thought that they were waiting on
the Okay. But Sefer Nahar Shalom Kosev, the but it is relevant. Hecha Shakara, it probably is a Emes Venochem. Anyway, Hecha Shakara Kriya Shema Ki Hoya Sover Shechol Even Rekol Atfil. He started believing he has enough time. Now he realizes he has a problem and he can't continue. Stop there. Finish off the rest of the bracha later on. That's the proper thing to do in those circumstances. He's not giving up time. If he waits until there is time, he'll lose my Kriya Shema. So fine. Come on, the Bungalow. She can Kriya Shema Levadar, even Cain's and Terrence come can Prima Gadamash. See, it's only a case where the person at the beginning believed he had time, and then he realizes that he didn't. Like the example I gave you, you thought your flight was boarding later, and now you realize it's boarding right now.
I think when all the dust settles, I think what we're going to do is say that, seeing at first glance that the discussion is by small max.
So the morning but if that's the case, is connected then to the evening,
it would seem that we're passing like a small max. It's not a tabatumah.
He didn't say MSV
out. And that doesn't work well with our vision.
Each one.
Okay.
He's not sure if he read it or not, so Suffolk the Rice and the Chumar, he has to read it again. And Umavarach Lefanera Ulach Reb. And he says the brachas. Now, if you look down, you'll notice that there's long Mishaburas over here. About saying these brachas.
Okay.
He knows he said Shema, just not sure if he said the brachas. That's the stuff with the Rabbanon. So you'll not go back, Misafik, and say the brachas. Okay. Short simon, in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishabura makes up for it. Okay, Siv Cotton Out. Kriyashma. Mashar Mitz is the rice of Hechel Shemachiv Lasser, so Somi Sveka. Plus El Simon Zion Siv Kivgimoli and Tubdom. So he's raising the question. So over here we're saying like this. We're saying, since you must do the mitzvah, because some of the rice in the Chum. So now you're Mechiv in the mitzvah. You're Mechiv in the mitzvah, you should make a bracha. Right, I'm going to do this. So, Birchos Kriyishma, even though you don't say Shekshav and Sabbatibonu, but you say a bracha on the mitzvah that you're doing. So he's asking, well, we found in other places that we don't say that. For example, in Simeon Zion Linyan Tumtum. What?
Isn't this case it's a suffix in Korah Kriyishma?
Right.
So why would you make a bracha on the suffix?
No, but still, he's only this. If there's a din second of Eisel Lachum, so I have a body chiyuv of the suffix to say Shema. So I have a body chiyuv, so I should say brachas. That's the thought process we're saying over here.
Okay,
come over there, the mice, the bracha before wouldn't affect for now. But basically, the same idea. Okay, so we found, for example, Tumtum. So Tumtum is a man or a woman. After Chai, but Sitzes, even though he's Vali Mechuyim himself, when he wears a four-corner garment at least to put in Sitzes, does he make a bracha on it? It's a sofik, you don't make a bracha. You're there, Simon Reis, and Machay, Sif, you give me a meal of androgynous. So androgynous has both male and female characteristics. He has male genitalia, so he has male organs, so he needs mila. But the suffix in halacha is considered a zachar. He's considered a drugger. It's considered like a briyah from the outset. So you do a mila. Many other cases like this, you work elements. You don't make a bracha. Get brachas heim drabbanan. The second the kula. Okay, so what's going on over here? Why in these other cases he's saying, listen, misafik do the mitzvah, but misafik don't make a bracha, and you're saying misafik do the mitzvah, make a bracha. Okay, so what's the pshat? So some say, you know what, you got it wrong. The issue isn't in those cases versus, you know, that there's a difference in halacha in a case where we don't know if this person ever had the chiyuv. So it's a suffix to start with. Or a case where he finally had a chiyuv. We're not sure if he's discharged his chiyuv. So the parallel to this concept is the following. There's a Gemara, we know the Gemara says Kalgal Badin, how much of a Kharim Lamurai? I come and ask you for that, you know, you're letting you with money, he says no, you didn't, I deny it. The story's over, the rice the story's over. You don't have to swear. Okay? Let's say a person says, I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not sure if I ever borrowed from you. I'm not sure. Maybe I did. But I don't remember.
And the way it would work is the mother would open.
So there's some close to the Gemara, but the Mishnah says that any day mischiyavti is potter. Let's say, listen, I remember borrowing. I'm not sure if I paid you back or not. He's chayav to pay. I must have a chamer a little bit. But he's mechuyav to pay. Some verses, why? Because he has a chesk. So the achronim say why? Because he has a chesk as chiyav. He bought his chayav. And now it's all the way around. You're not sure if you remove the vade chiyav. So in the case you're a vade chiyav, you're not sure if you removed it. You're vade chayav still. So over here, the person vade is chayav and shema. He's not sure if he removed that chiyav. That's different than a person who's not sure if he's mechuyav to start. That's like any. This is the case of any day in Praticha. And in the Praticha, the Pesach is, even if it's one of the Mariah, I got to pay the guy $1,000. You're Mutzi Moment because of that. Well, you're Machayev and Shema because of that. That's because we pass and you're Varechayev. Well, you're Varechayev. Of course you say Brochus. The case over there was a Tumtum and an Androgynous. We're not sure if they had a Rechayev to start with. That's the Rebbe. The fees, according to these, are Lula was sharper by Yam Aleph, which are the rices. Echad Masafkulay in for also Hamitzah. I'm not sure if he blew the sharper, if he heard the sharper before. But let's say he heard, he's not sure if he was Yotze. Right? He picked the blue, he's not sure if the lula that he took with it was kosher. So he did the mitzvah, he's not sure if he did it properly. So you have to do it again. Bibracha. Okay, that's what should come out. According to that differentiation between the two cases, but in case you have a vada chiyav and a suffix, if you get to your chiyav, you make a bracha. Do it again with a bracha. No. You do it again, but you don't make a bracha. I'll tell me below bracha. No bracha. We got my grub, the Simon Zam, Mukha, the Lashir, the Chiluk said. No, that's not the words. In Vila, Shafer, Lula, Biamal, and Banish Marshals, Gliam, and Lito, Libracha, and Kimza, Suffolk, and Kai about the problems. However, that much they will agree, according to everybody, if it's ready towards the end of the day, it's been a shmosh, so you're not sure if it's Vada Yom. You're not sure if it's Yom anymore. It's not Yom, you have no Chiyuv. That's a stuff that can be a Chiyuv. So, the Mishnah Berurah does not give an answer to this theorem, other than that answer. He brings these argue.
It makes sense.
That's not true. We don't make such differentiation. You always put them yourself. Even in the case that we had a vada chiyuv beforehand. And therefore, some of the same. They're arguing on this din. At least all the applications. But Pasha, they do not argue on this case. Because the Gemara says this did. Okay. So what's the pshat?
Spirituality,
So Chazal understood that when it says Dibar Tabom, it doesn't mean, besides meaning the Torah, it means simply this paragraph. B'shkiva ubekima. So Shema, you must say again. And therefore, you have to take a bracha. Once you mukhim to say the Shema, you have to take a bracha on it. The Bir Lacha points out that even this pshat, it says you said the bracha, it's talking about cancer. You're not sure if you said the bracha yet. But let's say the person knows he said the bracha, he's not sure if he said Shema. So once I have to say, I have to say brachas. No, that you're not going to do twice. You're not going to do the brachas twice. It, what happens is that the chi of vare of Shema will not kriya that your chi of suffix on your bracha, which normally says something about the kula, you should say, you should still say it. Okay.
And
Rashi says that Chazal say. Do one more. It's a long. Let's do one more Mishabura, then we'll hold it. Gimel. Mavorach. Lechara kol tadafka shalayav is my kriya Shema. It's talking about that you're saying it, you're going to say it again, and therefore say it with the brachas, with it's man shema. Al bavar zman shel gimel shows. So even though it's proper to say shema because you shouldn't have kabbalah from shemayim, now we're mechayim the mitzvah derayis of shema anymore. So the whole argument that you say the brachas, once you do the mitzvah derayis, you should say the brachas also. I'm not doing any mitzvah derayis, so why should I say brachas? Shuvet v'varach lo lefenem lo lach ve'am achusah. Now, that's what he says, Lachar. However, that's not correct 100%. I will say, Ainoi. This man is serious, he's in Mitzrayim, Nimshach Acher Kav Kamke. Shema ends after 3 hours. Serious, he's in Mitzrayim, is the whole day. So, your Mechuyiv to say Yitzis Mitzrayim Vaday and Mitzvah Yatziv corresponds to the last paragraph if it has Yitzis Mitzrayim in it. So you Mechuyiv to the last paragraph, you Mechuyiv to say Mitzvah Yatziv. Now after the fourth hour, you're not supposed to say brachas anymore anyway. So that much you, later in the day, you still mechuyev to say something about Yitzis Mitzrayim. But you don't say Emes Yatziv anymore. So you would not say the first two brachas, you would say the last bracha. That's what he said. Yisrochadav Yigimel Amen Bei Shim Omer Halacha Shemuskar Bei Yisit Mitzrayim Yotza Yidei Mitzvah Sei Shoskir. Mitzvah Sei Shoskir, you're fulfilled by saying Halacha, we're talking about Yisit Mitzrayim as well. The Morris is over there. That Rebbe was teaching already, the Morris says, so when did he say Yisit Mitzrayim? He would move the conversation in the shir to talk about Halacha, which it mentions Yisit Mitzrayim. Because when Rama nearly the Kolshkenim Omer Shir Sayam the Yotzer, so Shir Sayam that's Yitzis Mitzrayim. Some separate poll goes in the Krux. Matzir Yitzis Mitzrayim Tzeischa Amir Mitzrayim. Lo Daima Mashu Yisker Shover Hayom. That was 8 days later. You have to remember the day you left, which is the Tetzvav, not that which happened later on. Chris Yamson.
Here's an interesting question.
Now,
the
Yotza Yom,
the
Yotza
Yom,
the Yotza Yom, the Yotza Yom, the Yotza Yom, the Yotza Yom, by thinking about Yotza Yom, the 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 Yotza Yom, it's not enough to think, you must actually mention. You see, it's right. Fine. Pasha ben Gemara, the Gamal Baila, Tzarek Lahasir, Yisrael Mitzrayim, it's Zechiyah by day, Zechiyah by night, so we pass him. Vayim from Gadim, the Mestab, Egim, Huda, Raisa, the Rabbanon, Venafkin, Lenin, Sveika, Ayin, Shom. Prima Gadim is not sure, we pass him, that the Rabbis Halelis is in the Raisa, and we pass like that, like the Rabbis, means even the rabbis like this, or we pass them the most Mashiach, and that we say Malai is holding the Rabbanon. Shagas Arya Simaches Kos of Hedyu the Raisa, he passes that that's the rice. Chava Haskib is Manchu Laila Vadim Elu Kadim. You have to say definite night time. Lakenim Hizker Ben Shmoshes Kishis Baal Elu Kadim Hizker Chavim. You don't see the Chavosa. If you mentioned it earlier, you're not your say. You have to do it again. The Shmoshes Sveik Who Was Taking the Rice of the Chumah. You must say Skiris the time again. Himash Maram For Galma Hizlus Kriyishma Do the Rice of Kumashe Kosa Prima Gadim Baatz. So the skira Belial is the Raisa, and therefore that's as much with it that you have to do it. You'd have to do it again myself. Okay. So he says, just the Shagazari says like this: how do we know the skira means prepared? So he brings the Sefri says by Sukhor, he says it by a Molik, and he says it by both places the Sefri says Sukhor means Bepeh. So the Sefri learns Bepeh, he makes a drasha, you know, means Bepeh, so he's assuming that the Mount Tisor, the same Dinam Sechira, like over there, means Bepeh, over means Bepeh as well.